I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Do you have any children? Well, if not, do you know any in the neighborhood? Why not get them into the outdoors and take them fishing this week? We'll talk more about the importance of getting those children on the riverbank in just a moment.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
It's likely that all of us here in West Virginia who fish began when we were extremely young. Studies indicate that children who are first exposed to fishing at a very young age are more likely to stay at it for life. Those who don't pick up a rod and reel until their teenage years or later are generally less apt to be fishermen when they're grown. That is why it is so important to encourage youngsters early on. DNR biologist Mark Scott out of Beckley tells us getting the little ones started is not a hard task.
You want to get them out early, get them started out in the outdoors. Doesn't necessarily have to be a successful fishing trip. I know I grew up on the Greenbrier River, and we caught crawdads, and we fish a little bit. And just teach the kids to the love of the outdoors. That's the most important thing, I think, and that kind of stays with you forever. And it gives you an alternative. You know, so many kids won't be couch potatoes anymore and just sit and play video games.
Generally, kids, when they're taking fishing, fall in love quickly, and it quickly provides a positive experience. And it's up to you to make it that way.
What I always recommend for folks that haven't had their kids out fishing yet is try to go, you know, this time of year on into June. All through the summer is good, really. But take a kid to a pond somewhere or a small lake that we've got around the area and bluegill fish. Get them some waxworms or some just regular earthworms and use a bobber. Make sure you use a bobber because kids love to watch a bobber. You know, if that bobber can go up and down, that keeps their interest. If the kid wants to go off and play in the grass or chase a butterfly, whatever, let them. I mean, it should be a fun event. It's not all about catching a fish.
Now, Mark's from Beckley, so he knows the fishing holes well there, but says every nook and cranny of West Virginia has a spot.
Places like Little Beaver State Park, about any of our parks have a lake in them. You know, there's lakes at Babcock State Park, Pipestem State Park. We have a children's fishing area at the Rye County Airport.
Now, equipment does not have to be expensive. In fact, the less costly, the better, because keep in mind, it's the hands of youngsters, and you don't really want something expensive in their hands at the water's edge.
Me, along with probably 90% of everybody else in West Virginia, learned on a Zipco 33. You know, get your spin cast reels out, teach them how to press the button, and that's something you can do at home. If you've got a decent-sized yard, you put a little casting plug on the end, a little rubber casting plug or something, and let them cast. See how far they can cast and let them have fun that way.
It doesn't take long, and you can fish until the day you die, so get them started early. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.